So this little critter caused amazing changes in the population. Oh. And there are
Dr. Bonnie Ellis holds a clear glass jar labeled Mysis shrimp at a table set up along the shore at Yellow Bay. Behind her are several poster boards with pictures of fish and food that describe the Flathead Lake food web over time.
I mean, they have the potential to change everything in the lake.
Postdoctoral scientist Sean Devlin talks with visitors at a table with pictures and examples of some of the damage aquatic invasive species like zebra or quagga mussels can do. In one of the biological station buildings, the doors are open, tables covered with labeled furs, animal skulls, and taxidermy birds. Sam Schlatter lives nearby and has some familiarity with the Flathead Lake Biological Station.
But I've never been to the open house before, so it's very cool seeing all or what they have here.
Schlatter likes this display with its lineup of wildlife and scuba gear, but also found some of the information at the water quality monitoring site familiar from a school project.
We saw the nitrates, and we took tests of water that we had, because we had fish tanks. Each like table or group had a fish tank, and we measured the nitrates.
Dr. Jack Stanford says at each annual open house, they try to emphasize different research biological station scientists are conducting.
For example, this time, Amanda Delvecchia has her research display about the Nyack stoneflies that she's working on. And then we did create a little film this year for our work that goes on at Kodiak Island on bears and salmon.
Stanford says they also highlight threats to the lake.
We're constantly worried about the next invasive species. Which one will it be? I personally think that smallmouth bass are a bit of an issue. But also we're really so worried about these mussels.
Stanford says questions people bring range from swimmer's itch to what happened to the Kokanee salmon. He says the open house offers a great chance to connect with the public.
We want the public to know what's going on at their biological station. I mean, if we can't make our science relevant to everyone who lives in the watershed and in the Crown of the Continent region, then we're not doing our job. What we learn at the biostation helps people to understand the resources that they come to view as a part of the quality of their life.
Stanford also says the biological station is engaging the public more and more to help with funding for projects like long-term lake monitoring. He says the station recently met $1 million matching challenge grant with much help from people around the lake. With boat tours on the biological station's research vessel and a look into the tools and gear the scientists use, the open house also might just be a chance to get students like Sam Schlatter hooked on science.
Yes, I enjoy science a lot because I think it's cool to see what you can do, and yeah, I think it's pretty fun.
Kind of figure out the whys of things?
Yeah, exactly.
Katrin Fry reporting from the Flathead.